Good morning. This is hashtag 3701 ENT podcast, the best podcast in the country. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is 6:03 in the morning. We are heading to work. Make sure you grab your tea or your coffee, orange juice, apple juice, whatever you like to drink. Good morning, Monday morning. Y'all know about Mondays, the case of the Mondays. I actually do not like Monday. I wanted to call off today, but we got to make that green dollar. You got to make that, them pesos, dinero, guap, whatever you want to call it. We got to go get it. Today's topic is, do you know your significant other? Do you know your significant other and watch your surroundings? Do you really know your significant other? How good do you know your significant other? You have to go to work, or you have to, you know, do these all these activities without your significant other in a period of time. Do you think your significant other doing something, your partner, your girlfriend, your lover, your significant other? Do you think you and your significant other should have the same friends? Because friends could be sneaky. You know, your friends could be preying on your significant other or their friend. And that's a good one. Their friend. Should y'all have the same friends? How good are your friends, and how good are they friends? Have you ever met their friends? Do you know what their friends look like? Good question. This is a good question, and I got silent for a little minute because it's definitely a good question. Do you know your significant other friends, and should you be friends with your significant other, or should you just be cordial, you know, or associates, or do you pour all your energy into, you know, your significant other friends? Should your friends know your business? Should their friends know your business? Should your friends know your business in the household? Which I think you should keep your household, you know, to yourself or whatever, you know, amongst each other, you know, talk amongst each other. I know your close friends, you should talk to them. I think you should know your significant other friends, the ones that's close. If they call them real close, you should know them, or of them, or seen them, because 9 times out of 10, your significant other friends know of you, seen you, know what you do, etc., etc. Is that fair? Nah, I don't think so. But like I said, I mean, it's a give or take. You don't have to know them. I mean, some people don't want to know their significant other friends, or some people just want to be, you know, silent, left alone, and other stuff like that. Watch your surroundings. Do you know your significant other? How well do you know them? How well do you know them? How well do we know each other? Like how well? You know, when is it time to get to know each other? Like sit down and talk to each other, have that deep conversation. I'm getting into your minds, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I'm trying to get right into your mind, and how well do you know your significant other? Do you know him very well? Do you somewhat? Or, oh, I know he won't do that. Or I know she won't do that. Or I know they won't talk to this person. Or I know they won't talk to that person. You know, you gotta, you know, the mind is a terrible thing to waste. Is that what they say? Mind's a terrible thing to waste. Yeah, you have to know your significant other, because your significant other is supposed to have the best interest in you. Like, you supposed to trust your significant other, and your significant other should have your back with a lot of situations, you know. Yeah, it's crazy. Do you how well do you know your significant others? Y'all hit my lineup. Matter of fact, y'all hit my lineup 239-745-1749, and I want to know how many people thought they know their significant other, and what y'all went through, you know. And I'll talk to you what I went through, you know. I give you some personal, cause I've been in something for a long time. I give you some personal stuff about me. Y'all hit my lineup 239-745-1749, and that's my cell phone. That's the real deal. And tell me like, oh, I thought I know my significant other. He did this or he did that, or she did this or she did that. I thought I knew her. I thought I knew him. Y'all hit my lineup, man. Watch your surroundings. Always watch your surroundings, because somebody's always looking. Watch your surroundings. Always watch your surroundings, because somebody is always looking. That's another motto of mine. I think somebody is always looking. I don't know if that's creepy or that's just me, but I think you should always watch your surroundings. I think you should always watch what you say. You know, even though sometimes we say stuff that we don't mean, you know, we can go back on some of the stuff we don't mean, you know, and say sorry, or hey, I ain't mean to say it like that. This how I meant to say it, you know. Have some type of humbleness about yourself. Don't be all hard headed and an asshole all the time. I mean, sometimes it's good to be an asshole, but not all the time. Watch your surroundings. Always watch your surroundings. I believe in that. I believe in, like, don't letting your guards down. Like, becoming too comfortable. I guess I never been in a situation where I can be comfortable. Per se, I never been in a situation where I can be comfortable. I always have my guards up. And I think I always will have my guards up. I can't say I'm comfortable, but I can say I'm comfortable, if you know what I mean. It's hard to say. It's hard to say you're comfortable. I would love to be comfortable one day, but I'm not. As for now, I'm not that comfortable, but I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable. Like, like, always watch your surroundings, ladies and gentlemen. Always watch your surroundings. You know, protect your kids, protect yourself. I mean, it's hard out here. It's hard out here. Try to live your best life. You know, try to help others who help you. And if they don't help you, I mean, if you got it, you know, help them. If you got it, help them. You know, you get your blessings. Hashtag 371 ENT podcast. We on our way to work. Watch your surroundings. Do you know your significant other as well as you think you know your significant other? Do you think your friends should be their friends and their friends should be your friends? And have you ever seen their friends? Think about that. I bet their friends seen you. I bet their friends know what you do. Because men talk, women talk, and that's a song. Y'all look it up. Hashtag 3701 ENT podcast, the best podcast in the country. Y'all know the vibes, man. Loyalty over royalty. Good vibes over here. And we out this piece. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good morning, good morning, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is hashtag 3701 ENT podcast, the best podcast in the country. Good morning. How's everybody morning doing? I believe it's Wednesday, 7:07. We're heading to work. I hope everybody else is heading to work or whatever you're doing. Like I always say, have your morning coffee, your morning tea, orange juice, apple juice, prune juice. Whatever you desire, whatever you like to drink, have a good breakfast. I'm on my way to try to go get. I'm on my way to get me a breakfast. I'm not gonna try. I'm going to get me a breakfast because I haven't been eating breakfast in the morning, you know. So good breakfast is good for you. A banana or some type of potassium or something like that. Good morning. Today's topic is people will learn you to hurt you. Watch the people who you mess with, because they'll learn you to hurt you. You know, they'll prey on you. They really will learn you to hurt you. I believe in that. I mean, I wouldn't do that, but it's people out there that would. Like, they just selfish for themselves. And they act like they want to be for you, but they're for themselves. This won't be a long podcast, because I have a lot of thinking to do, and I've kind of messed up doing stuff. I kind of did something I shouldn't have done, you know, and I kind of regret it. I do regret it. Not kind of. I regret it, because I messed up. And usually I don't say nothing, and I don't do nothing to nobody. You know, I just keep minding my business, and I just keep moving forward. You know, very humble. I consider myself very humble. Very very good man, very good person. But I still finding myself. Like I say, people will learn you to hurt you. How many people have around them and they think they just, well, they good people, but they turn out to be not good? Have you ever had somebody around you like that? You think they're good, you think they're your friend, but really they're not. You know, you can see the flags, you can see the red flags, but we just ignore them. But you definitely can see the red flags. Like I said, I did something that I wasn't proud of. I did, you know, I lied, which I'm not a liar, but I lied about something. But something I just didn't want to say to somebody else. Like it really didn't matter, but it mattered, because I guess once you do be around a certain person or certain people that you do care about or you do love, it kind of leak into your heart, and you put your feelings into it, which ain't nothing wrong with that. You want to care about the people you be around, and you want to love the people you be around. You know, I'm giving you some personal stuff about me, but like I say, the people you be around, you know, sometimes are around to hurt you. They learn you to hurt you, you know. Like I said, I'm making this short. This is a short cast today. You know, I'm trying to learn. I'm still learning. Like they say, you can't teach the old dogs new tricks, or you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Like, I'm learning every day. Like, I learn something every day, and that's good. I'm glad I learned something every day, because I was stuck. Well, I was just doing the same thing over and over again, and just seeing the same stuff over and over again. But I learned something every day. You know, I'm happy where I'm at. I hope everybody else is happy where they at. You know, try to strive to get better. That's what I'm going to say. I mean, if things don't work out, still keep going. Like, it's life. Don't get down on life. Like, keep your head up, move forward. I know things get rough, but just move forward. Like, move forward. People will learn you to hurt you. People definitely will learn you to hurt you. And if you find out that they learning you to hurt you, just move around from them. Like, you know, don't do nothing to hurt them back, because they gonna hurt more when they know you know. So just move around from them, and you definitely gonna, they definitely gonna be hurting, because They know you a good person. They know you like one of the best person. You kept it real. Make sure y'all wear your seatbelts today. If you don't wear your seatbelts, you know, that's on you. But I prefer you to wear your seatbelts. Make sure you drive safe. Drive safe for others. Others should be driving safe for you. It's good weather out here. Good day. And I'm just venting a little bit. That's it, you know. Like I say, I'm still learning. Watch your surroundings. Watch the people you be around you, because they will prey on you to hurt you. It's hashtag 3701 ENT podcast, the best podcast in the country. Y'all know my motto, loyalty over royalty. And that is my motto. Loyalty over royalty. Good vibes over here. Everybody have a good Wednesday. It's hump days, ladies and gentlemen. All right.